This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production brought to you this week, and of course every week, by Lineup Media Group.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
This is Eric and Everett, and we are back again this week.
Yes, we are.
We are here on an odd day this week, though. Yeah, we're here on Thursday, and that's my fault.
Kind of late Thursday night. What's been going on with you, man?
I've been sick, man. Haven't been feeling very good. Under the weather, I guess they call it. And it's not booze-related either. I told somebody that today. They're like, will you be getting drunk? I was like, no. People can be sick without being drunk.
Much of a drinker in non-drinky times, anyway.
No. I mean, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right on New Year's Eve, and you know, that's it.
Or when, you know. When
the... But yeah, so I've been sick. That's why we didn't record on Sunday, so we're going to try to get it in tonight on Thursday. And
yeah, I was told recently the show must go on, so here we go.
Right on. Well, here it is. And what are we talking about this week?
This week we're talking about cryptozoology.
Cryptozoology?
To the layperson, which is?
Crazy animals.
Crazy animals. Defined on the internet, so to speak, as cryptozoology is the study of creatures whose existence has yet to be or else cannot entirely be proved or disproved by science. These creatures, known collectively as cryptids.
I like that name.
I know, cryptids.
That's cool.
Include examples like the Loch Ness Monster, Chupacabra, Bigfoot to the, you know, Chupa to the layperson.
Sasquatch.
And the Himalayan Yeti. There's tons more.
I mean, isn't Bigfoot, the Yeti, and Sasquatch like close to the same thing? I mean, the Yeti's white, right?
I mean, classically cartoon-wise, they were
cartoons, the Yetis are white.
I mean, I don't know. They're the abominable snowman.
You know,
so to speak.
I mean, I just looking at these couple examples that you've gave so far, the Loch Ness Monster really, really like intrigued me for a long time. It took a long time for me to not believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Dude, they've did all kinds of searches.
I know,
that,
man.
That old lake,
Lake Loch Ness. Yeah. It's back to the Loch with you, Nessie.
Sonar, all kinds of stuff. A lot of people think it was a plesiosaurus or something like that, or plesiosaur.
It was an extinct dinosaur
or something like that. Somehow cut off from the ocean and survived the last
millions of years.
In that small of an environment, it survived. But, I mean, I guess it's possible.
But wouldn't it be cool, though? I mean, if
it was
discovered
a plesiosaur
something
like
that.
That.
Like, well, do you remember whenever they first found the giant squid?
Colossal squid.
Yeah, they knew about it, but they never had a
Right, as
sample.
Far as everybody knew,
they've
it was the classic Kraken. You
exactly.
Know, taking down ships and whatnot.
And then that Japanese scientist, that one floated to the top. They got it, preserved it.
I thought it was a fishing boat that caught it.
Well, you know what? It might have been a fishing boat the first time, and then froze it. And then the second time, that it was a science vessel.
Yeah, I think a fishing boat caught one, like a
huge.
You know,
it was like 35 feet long with the tentacles.
Right, and they froze it in like a big old tub, and they took it out, and, you know, and they only had like a certain
right,
amount of time. Did you
know
see
what?
That?
I watched that same thing.
Anyway,
yeah.
that's real science. We're not here to talk about real proven animals.
I just thought it was cool, though, because, you know, like if they found Loch Ness Monster, it would be like similar to, you know, them finding. I'm trying to relate that as something that has happened, you know.
Sure,
like
sure.
We have found this, whereas previously before we knew it existed, but we weren't really sure about exactly anything about it. You know what I mean? We didn't know its habits. We knew it dove deep in the water. I'm talking about the colossal squid again, but it would be
sure.
cool if you know Loch Ness proved to be true.
Exactly right. Like, what if Bigfoot is just yet to be talked to,
so
to speak? We haven't walked up and shook his
hide and seek world champion.
Hands,
you know what I mean?
Soccer with him.
Yeah.
Hide
and seek world champion.
He could
is
be
Bigfoot.
300 years running.
Well. Osama bin Laden held that title for a while, but I'm just going to say.
Snap, they caught
Bigfoot,
up with him, though.
Yeah, they got him. Bigfoot's still the reigning champ.
Bigfoot's like, noob.
OBO.
So what other kind of cryptids do you know about?
I was looking at some of the show notes. Everett likes to put together some show notes for us every week, and I was looking at some of the show notes, and I was really I was really into the last part though, what you'd labeled legendary creatures.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. That's a little.
I know.
We'll talk a little bit about it, I guess, in part two. But now the real ones, like for instance, what is it? The New Jersey Devil. Have you ever heard of the New Jersey Devil?
I have heard of the New Jersey Devil, but I don't know a whole lot about it. Like I said, been sick. I haven't done a lot of research this week.
Let's see. I got some research here on this. So the Jersey Devil was a creature or cryptid that said to have it in the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey in the United States, right? East Coast, if people don't know where Jersey is. I hope people know where Jersey is. Yeah, flying biped.
You mean Joyzy?
Yeah, Joyzy.
Joyzy.
For the show and all that? I don't know.
Wait a minute. So I don't mean to interrupt you. I hate doing that. But the creature is a flying biped with hooves?
That's what they say. So kind of like the devil. You know, it's the New Jersey Devil. Think about it.
Beelzebub?
Pretty much.
Wow.
That's why they call it the devil. Think about it. A flying biped with hooves. I mean, that's a good way to describe a devil, right?
God, that's kind of crazy, man. I hope I don't ever see one of them.
The common description is that of a kangaroo-like creature with the head of a goat, leathery bat-like wings, horns, small arms and clawed hands, cloven hooves, and a forked tail. It has been reported to move quickly and is often described as emitting a blood-curdling scream.
Okay, so let's just be clear here. That would be fucking terrifying see.
That reminds me of, what was it, Jeepers Creepers.
Right. Dude, think about that. A kangaroo-like creature with a head of a goat, bat-like wings, horns, clawed hands, cloven hooves, and a forked tail. That lets out blood. I'm running the exact opposite way. I'm not going anywhere near.
You're
going
to be sitting around out in the Pine Barrens of Jersey.
Fuck that.
What's that screech?
I'm not waiting around to find out.
Somebody goes, you think it could be the New Jersey Devil? Yeah. And hear that motherfucker.
No, guys, I just got out of the car. It's the Joyzy Devil.
That's Boston, man.
Oh, yeah. Mixing up the accents.
So we talked about old Nessie.
Nessie needs no introduction. I just can't think of how cool it would be to find Loch Ness, because that's like one of the big ones. You know, it's like Bigfoot and Loch Ness. You know, those are like the...
Well, even when we were kids, like, remember one of the shows that really got us into screwed up stuff when we were kids? Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, they had like two or three episodes.
What's that guy's name? John Walsh.
No, that was Unsolved Mysteries. What was the guy? Robert Stack.
Yeah, that's it, Robert Stack.
He was an actor, though. He was in Airplane.
Really?
Yeah, he was one of the... He's like a comedic actor, actually. It's weird that he did that role.
He did a voiceover in a movie for something.
He's got a
basketball. That was actually him because it was a. It was like a.
Oh yeah.
What's he say? Joe Murray. Cooper. Yeah, Joe Cooper. Yeah, Joe Cooper. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Loch Ness Monster. Huh. So what about the Himalayan Yeti?
Yeah.
AKA the Abominable Snowman.
Like you said, it's very similar in Bigfoot and in the story wise. It's a biped, ape like cryptid. Taller than the average human, it's said to inhabit the Himalayas over in, like, India, Nepal, Bhutan, Tibet. The names Yeti and Mete are commonly used by the people in the area to, you know, it's...
Also, Tibetans call the Yetis Mete.
I mean, apparently, that's what I'm seeing on the interwebs. I haven't been over there and talked to anybody.
Oh, you haven't been to Tibet lately?
Well, I was thinking about stopping through Nepal and, you know, stopping in at the local...
I was going to go talk to some monks.
Yeti stand.
Oh, it gets you some souvenirs.
Yeah, something like that.
Get you a Yeti claw for your a Yeti foot for your keychain.
Though, I can believe a mountain creature more than I can believe a wooded creature. You know, I don't know. I just have an easier time believing something can live up in the caves up in the mountain.
Have you seen those goats that like on the?
Yeah, I've seen them in person. I was in South Dakota.
You've seen the goats that stand on the side of the walls like that for real?
Totally, for real. Seen that?
Did you get pictures? Several.
I'm sure April's got tons of pictures.
Dude, that was cool. I seen a video on that the other day.
That was
like,
in the Badlands. You ever heard of the Badlands? We were talking about those Indians in South Dakota. That it was right there.
Those things literally like are just using their head to hold on to the side of a mountain.
Well, somehow they catch footholds, but
I couldn't tell you, man. That was. Did you ever see the video of the eagle pulling the goat off the mountain?
No, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, it was gnarly. Anyways, sorry, back to Bigfoot. I didn't bring that one up.
No, it was back to Yeti, but Bigfoot's the same difference.
Yeah,
Bigfoot, though,
Bigfoot's like the American incorporation of this myth.
Right, generally from like the Washington, northwestern area, even Canada, maybe even Alaska.
Wooded areas. See, that's the difference. In
the Great Northwest.
And like the Yeti's more like a, or a bottle snowman. It's more like a polar bear type of
right.
You know what I mean? It's cold weather, white fur. It's, you know, allegedly, it's cold weather,
well,
white fur.
If anything, it's like a great white snow ape.
Great wise. I would never call
snow
it a bear.
Gorilla? A bear, really?
I don't know.
Bears
what would
aren't
you
generally,
think?
You know, bipeds.
They can stand and walk on both legs.
Yeah, circus bears, and I guess they can do it to get up to the, you know, the beehive like Yogi does, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've never owned a bear.
I owned a bear, but it was totally off the books. And I never actually met the bear. It's a whole
So you would
story.
Consider a Yeti more close to a gorilla than a bear?
I would say it's definitely simian in nature. You know,
Harambe
what I mean?
Would be pissed.
What is it with you and this Harambe?
Those memes are just too good.
I mean, okay, sorry, breaking in
They're just too good.
Okay, so Harambe was the gorilla they shot that had that kid?
At the Cincinnati Zoo, yeah, he drug that little boy around the enclosure.
What do you find funny about that?
It's not funny about the situation, but the memes are just killing. They're just too good. They're too.
Give me an example.
Okay, so Steve Irwin standing at the pearly gates going, "Welcome home, big fella." How is that not hilarious?
I guess so. What's the context? I mean, it's just Steve Irwin. He loves animals, and it's Harambe. They killed him. It's fun. Oh,
dank memes, bud.
I don't know. What else you got on Harambe?
Yeah. Well, he's not a Yeti. He's not a Bigfoot.
No shit. He's like a
silverback. No cryptid. Yeah. Did you know that the statue outside of the St. Louis Zoo is Harambe's brother?
I did not know that. Was killed by
a poacher. They were brothers. Harambe was going to Cincinnati. That gorilla was coming to St. Louis Zoo.
Coco or whatever.
Is that what it was?
No,
God, I don't know. No. But anyways, got killed by a poacher, so they put the statue there instead.
Amy, sorry. Remember that Congo?
Yeah, Congo, yeah. Gorilla, bad.
So there were some very similar, like, think of the gorillas in that movie, though. You know what I mean?
Dude, it's those just, could totally be cryptids.
They pretty much, well, I mean, they're in a movie, but if, you know, all it takes is something like a legend in an area to say, hey, there's these great white apes out here that, you know, man-eaters don't go into Solomon's Forest or whatever.
I mean, it could just be like over-evolved apes. I seen a thing.
Over-evolved apes, that's us.
Right, well, I seen a thing on,
some of us.
Not very good, but I seen it on Facebook, and I actually checked into a couple articles about it, that four different big regions have said that apes are now entering the Stone Age. And I was kind of like, what the hell are you saw? Wait a minute, what? And it's like, yeah, but they've like all evidence that these apes are entering the Stone Age right now.
I've seen it. They're using tools.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, they're just mini humans.
I don't know. I mean, they don't really have a language yet. We had language by the Stone Age, at least.
What are you talking about? That one gorilla could sign like 48 words.
Yeah, I guess you got me there. I guess we don't know their language yet.
We don't know their language, but we can't pretend to say that they don't have one.
I can't pretend to say that they do.
They've got to have some form of communication.
Sure, but it doesn't mean language. Language is way structured, sir.
Hey, what about this? So what if there is these sort of cryptids? Don't you have to, like, reproduce with another Yeti to be able to make more Yetis?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem, too, with a lot
of
these.
You know what I mean? So, like, there has to be more than just one.
That was my point with
Loch Nester, huh?
that's Loch Ness's old man.
Oh, Loch Nester, yeah.
Nessie and Nester.
Yeah, the older one.
Right. Well, my point is, like, Loch Ness, that's a small, I guess, relatively, habitat for a creature sustained, like, if it was supposedly a dinosaur left over.
Yeah, it's supposed to be huge.
So, apparently, that has sustained an entire reproducing, you know, ecosystem of these animals for 60-something million years.
That's what I'm saying.
Without them getting, like, way too many or dying out for whatever reason.
Right. Or maybe they're eating each other or something. I don't know. But I would think that you'd have to have two Yetis, two Loch Nesses, two Chupacabras.
Takes two to tango, Pally.
You know, I mean, I know a lion and a tiger can mate and make a liger, but that liger's sterile.
True.
It's the same thing with a donkey. When a horse and a donkey mate, they make a mule, but the mule is sterile.
I got bit by a zonkey. Which is half zebra, half donkey.
No, you didn't.
I swear. Me and April were at one of those drive-through safari parks down in southwest Missouri. And they used to. That we went again, and they don't allow it anymore.
You bit him?
I didn't bite him.
You should have bit him back.
I thought about it. I was in pain. Anyway, they let you buy food, and you can feed the animals out the car door.
Oh, that's such a bad idea.
Well, no. I guess it probably would have been a good idea had I bought it. So I lure this
karma.
I lure this zonkey over to the car window, going, "Come here, buddy." You know,
with Cheez-Its or something.
Empty, no, empty hand.
Oh, you're a dick. No wonder he bit you.
you had that coming all the way. I reach in my hand, and like, he's all the way over here. So he sticks his hand in head in the window of the car, and lip bites me real hard right on the belly. Gives me a big old bruise.
I'd have punched him.
April's got pictures of it and everything. It's funny.
I'd have punched him. It's a zonkey?
A zonkey. Half of that.
Oh, damn zonkey.
That's
like
not crypto,
zombie,
though. That's real science.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. So, like, even if the Yeti was mating with a regular gorilla or a bear or whatever,
sure,
chances are that the offspring would be sterile. So that would stop the line right there. You know what I mean? So this is kind of a hard one. That's why this is crypto.
Crypto, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I always thought of crypto more like, mystery, you know what I mean? Cryptic puzzles.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, I guess
mysterious
you're right.
Creatures.
You got me there. You got me there.
Mysteries, you know?
Yeah, you got me there.
What about the Mothman, man? I saw that movie, The Mothman Prophecies, about 10 years ago.
And I never saw that.
That was pretty decent. It was kind of slow at the beginning, and it was kind of weird at the end. You know what? The movie kind of sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, apparently, though, it's Point Pleasant, Virginia. It was sighted in 66, right? No, it's Virginia, at least from my research.
No, you're right. It is Virginia. I just thought it was Massachusetts.
Oh, you dumb bastard.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's apparently a large winged creature.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's just like a little bit bigger than a man. It's like a, it's not a winged, it's like a humanoid winged creature. That's why it's called
right.
the Mothman.
And there was only like a handful of sightings, I believe.
Yeah, but
what was the prophecies? I have no fucking clue what the prophecies are. The Mothman shall return.
It was the whole, that movie was about like the future. It was. I haven't seen it in a long time, but I'm telling you, it wasn't really that good. I don't even think the prophecies had anything to do with it. It was just a story of the Mothman.
Was there a Mothman ever in the movie?
Yeah, but you didn't see him. It was like it was
like Blair Witch.
Yeah, it was not really. There, you saw a shadowy figure. I mean, it wasn't very good. Hmm. They should make a new Mothman movie and get Steven Spielberg to direct it or something.
New Mothman, huh?
Yeah.
Let's
here's
see.
A good one. I was looking at this on the show
Hit
notes,
it up.
And I really like this one because you know this is real close to home. The Piesaw bird. For those of you that don't know. Piesaw bird's about 20 minutes from us, and it's a Native American dragon.
The Piesaw Monument, anyway.
Well, yeah, the bird's not here. Yeah, we got him in a cage at the house. The Piesaw, he's fucking huge.
Hey, you heard it here, folks. You want to see a real-life Piesaw bird? Come on down to
bucks,
Surreal Talk headquarters.
20 bucks. Come on down to the studio. We got a Piesaw bird
40
in a
will
cage.
Let you take your picture with it.
Yeah, 50, you can feed it non-existent food and see if it bites you.
The Piesaw bird is a local legend. It was the Illini Indians, apparently, or something like that, right?
Yeah, they
there was a giant, like, what, let's see.
It's like a dragon creature. I mean, we know what it looks like. I mean,
you people need to Google Piesaw bird or the Piesaw.
It's on the bluffs in Alton.
The Piesaw.
It used to just be a painting.
Well, there's a painting, yeah. Now, there used to be like a painting that was done by the Indians, and they put up like a big, like, I don't know, fiberglass recreation.
Yeah, it's like a board or something,
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, they painted on top of it. Then they moved it, I guess. I guess it was an unstable area.
Okay.
It's about a mile closer to Alton now, down the river road.
The first site was the best site, but it wasn't.
We didn't even explain the site. The site of the monument that the Indians did is on the river road in Alton, Illinois, between Alton and Grafton. And the river road, so to speak, is it's right on the Mississippi River near the widest part of the river. The whole chain of the river, right?
Yeah, on the if you're going what is it south? You the left hand side of you is all river, all the way down. You
right.
know what I mean, so that's why they call it the River Road. But
there's giant bluffs on the right, and that's what the painting was on. They're what? They're 200 foot tall limestone bluffs.
Yeah,
40, 50 miles.
Oh yeah. Oh, you talking about all the way down the River Road?
Yeah,
yeah, for a long way. I don't know.
And anyway, the Indians, like I don't know, a couple hundred years ago, painted the picture of the Piesaw bird.
Well, the legend was, and I know you remember Grandpa mm-hmm. Williford telling us this.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his Indian buddies shot down the Piesaw birds with bows and arrows.
Yeah.
So that's you know that little island off to you know where the smokestacks are right up across from Piesaw Harbor.
Of course,
that's the island that they shot the Piesaw
Supposedly,
bird down.
Yeah, they
on.
Shot it from top of the bluffs. The
yeah, exactly.
Did, yeah.
So
they used to come and
it
take
was
children,
it's a big
they
legend
said.
Around here. Yeah, yeah. And we've been going to see the Piesaw bird. Monument for
it was a
30 years.
Well, it was a
since I was a kid
field trip when we were kids.
Right. I mean, it was it's a big part of local I don't know what you'd call that cryptozoology around here, huh?
Yep.
So I'm glad that you included the Piesaw bird in that one. Let's kind of describe it to him though. It's like a
good lord. It's got like a face, kind of a
if you go
lion.
By if you go by like the size that's
it's
on the rock.
It's got deer antlers.
It does have deer antlers.
It's got like a 12 foot long tail,
mm-hmm.
like a reptilian type tail, but it's skinny with like spikes on the end of it,
Stegosaurus's tail.
Similar, but it's like
it's
a segmented
fat.
Tail, right? It's like a skinnier segmented tail with spikes on the end of it. It had like eagle-like talons, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I guess if you were to go by the size of the
it was long body,
painting,
too.
It was like
it almost looked like
30
million
feet
bottle.
Long. Huge.
Well, I don't know that it was 30 foot, but I bet it was a good 15 to 20.
Well, I mean, looking up at that painting, you, man, I was...
You're looking up right now as memories of an 8-year-old.
Right. It was huge.
Yeah.
Think a Piesaw bird coming down and, like, snatching you up with them eagle's claws that it's got?
Dude,
that'd be crazy, dude.
Why isn't there any video on YouTube of a Piesaw bird attack? I wish.
No, they keep deleting it, man.
No.
You can't have that shit out there.
But do you remember thinking that the Piesaw bird really didn't look like a bird? At all?
No, it kind of looked like a dragon to me. It
had no beak.
No?
It had no snout.
It had a weird face.
Yeah.
It was like a...
Well, the painting of it's like front on, so it's hard to tell if there's any kind of depth.
Yeah, there's no profile on it, so it's just like...
It's like looking at Beavis
it's the
from
weirdest
the front.
Thing.
Remember,
it's
like,
weirdest, yeah.
you watch Beavis and Butthead, you'd always see Beavis from the side. Until you seen him from the front, he was really weird looking.
Yeah, so it's like the body of it is this way,
and
then
and
the
he's
head's
like
right here, but it's facing...
Looking to his right or whatever.
Yeah, so he's like this.
He's like, oh, shit, I've been caught.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool one, though, man. I remember the Piesaw bird. I like that one.
Indeed. So what about Chupi, the goat sucker, El Chupacabra?
Chupacabra, huh?
Yeah, that's primarily a southwestern. Yeah, I don't have that on the notes. Sorry.
Oh, you don't have it on there?
No, that's primarily like a southwestern, northern Mexico type.
I've heard of the Chupacabra multiple times, and it's you know it's actually in a lot of movies, and it's pop culture. Honestly, Chupacabra is like one of the more popular cryptids. You know
right.
what I
I mean, they say it has like gray skin and hairy arms.
It's like a dog size, but bigger, a little bit bigger than a dog.
Right. I mean, they've showed pictures, so quote unquote, on the internet. They look like a shaved dog, kind of like with maybe a manged out dog.
Yeah, like a mean fox that's huge.
But it doesn't have any hair on its, well, on any part of its body or head. It's supposed to have large glowing red eyes. It's supposed to hop about like a kangaroo.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They say it's about the size of a chimpanzee, which is
But I've heard that they're like super vicious, too. Like they're like just like vicious animals. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all the accounts of, oh, I seen a chupacabra, tore my dog's leg off.
But the big thing that's interesting about the chupacabra, it started mostly in the 70s, but it was real big sightings in the late 90s.
So really?
It's not even that old, 15, 20-ish years. You know?
Yeah, this is a fairly new cryptid.
Well, it's not that it's so new, but there's been way recent sightings. I mean, sure, there's sightings of Bigfoot all the time, but there was, like, for a while there in the 90s, there was a rash of Chupi sightings. So that's
Chupis.
Pretty nuts.
I like how you call them Chupis.
Hey, man, it's just Chupi.
What about fairies?
Fairies, is it?
Yeah, now I follow all those, like, crazy pages on Facebook.
Well, that's almost legendary, sir.
Right, well, I follow all those crazy pages on Facebook, and I seen something the other day that was like, found a real-life fairy, and a guy's holding it in his hands, and it's a humanoid little thing with wings, and, you know, it's bullshit, but I always think it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen there's all kinds of weird pictures of fairies.
My mind just wants to believe in shit so bad. It does. And sometimes, you know, like, logic takes over and pisses me off, and then I can't believe in something, but I really want to.
Have you ever heard of the Ibu Gogo?
Who hasn't? No,
this is an Indonesian one. It's like a short and hairy type of little humanoid-looking creature. They got real big noses. They say, like, they mimicked words of people. So this is more like an indigenous type of pygmy creature almost. I don't know. Anyway, they found some skeletons that were, like, you know, supposedly a different species of human. And
oh, yeah, that's been all over the world.
Right. There's all kinds of uncontacted tribes, too. There's pygmy tribes, too, in, like, New Guinea and whatnot.
You can't call the indigenous people pygmies,
well,
man.
Well, if they're 3 foot tall, that's what they call them, I thought.
Not at all. That's like a, not racial slur, but more like an insult to the same pygmies.
Well, it's not like I'm saying
the pygmy people.
I'm not calling them, like, you know, midget. Which isn't a bad word, in my opinion. I don't look at them as derogatorily any which way.
Negative.
So there's all kinds of others. Have you ever heard of Bear Lake Monster or the Beast of Bray Road?
A Beast of Burden. Stones.
That was a good song. Yeah, it was. The Dover Demon.
The Dover Demon. No, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I got names of ones from all over the place that I did not have the time nor the inclination to completely look up.
Minotaurs.
Ooh, the Wendigo. Did you ever hear about the Wendigo?
Uh-uh.
So if memory serves correct, it's like a big, like a Yeti type creature. It's Canada, though. It's Canada's Yeti.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it's got sharp claws. It's kind of a rah type of creature.
All right, so why are all these creatures vicious and violent?
I don't know. Did you ever see Harry and Henderson's? Not to get ahead on the pop culture, but
Harry and Henderson's was a great movie. Nice Bigfoot, very calm, well-mannered. I mean, yeah, Harry and Henderson's was a great movie.
It sure was.
John Lithgow.
Yeah, they were too nice to that guy. I think it also had one of the guys from, was it Don Ameche? He was from Cocoon.
Cocoon. Oh, man, it's been so long since I've seen that movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's been a really long time since I've seen the Cocoon.
So apparently there's something also called the Oklahoma Octopus. Sounds interesting.
Yeah. A skunk ape.
Yeah, that's another word for Bigfoot, more or less. Well, another type of Bigfoot, yeah. Snallygaster.
The Honey Island Swamp Monster.
Sure, of course.
The Dover Demon. Man, there are so many of them.
I remember there was a movie our stepdad used to like. It was called The Legend of Bogey Creek.
Uh-huh.
It was about like a Tennessee or like Smoky Mountains area type of Bigfoot type creature.
Yeah, yeah.
That was more like a documentary. So.
They've done a remake of that.
Have they?
Yeah, The Legend of Bogey
Creek. Yeah, but I bet they didn't give it the same treatment as the original. I watched that original, and it wasn't great to
was
watch.
Was it compelling?
It was almost like a slow hillbilly documentary.
It's really?
Like Saturday on the Bog. We waited 10 years for that creature to show his face again. I don't know, something.
I mean,
like
you could consider like Trump's hair cryptid. I know that thing's got a mind of its own sometimes. You ever seen him in the wind?
Oh man, his hair needs its own. I don't know, definitely its own genus.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a species or something.
For sure, it's alive.
What else we got here? There's something called the Ninjin, which is a
ninja. Yeah, I've heard of ninjas.
Not Ninjin. Oh. Ninja. It's the Ninjin. It is a it's a cryptid from Antarctica.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird-looking, frog-looking humanoid inhabiting the waters around Antarctica. They supposedly are white in color with an estimated length of 20 to 30 meters.
Jesus Christ, that's like 60 feet long.
Yeah, that's crazy. 60 to 90, 100 feet long? That can't be right. There must be some sort of...
They're cousins of Nessie.
Because those are giants, man.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
They're taking over...
submarines
and
shit.
This supposed picture over here looks like a giant ghostly figure, not even frog-like at all. I don't know.
Is the name Rasputin?
Okay, so here's some possible explanations for this one. It's an albino whale. I was totally wrong on the frog thing. It's an unknown species of giant aquatic non-human ape. Giant aquatic. Is there any aquatic apes that we know of?
Not. Wait, what? What side are you on?
This is the Cryptids Wikia.
Wow.
Like we cryptids, it's here's the website. http://CryptidsWikia.com/wiki
Oh yeah. Edgy.
Wikia wikia.com/wiki/Ningen with a capital N, which is capital N I N G E N. Not to be confused with Tengen, who used to make video games when we were kids, remember that?
Oh yes,
like
Tengen.
Gauntlet and, anyway, I do. Moving on. Or it could be a species of giant manta ray. Somebody's saying anyway.
I seen a
20 to 30 meters though.
Yeah, I seen an albino orca.
A killer whale that was all white?
Yeah.
Mm, that's interesting.
But I mean that's not 30 meters long though. Those are only like 20 feet. You know, they're big, but they're not 30 meters.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call poo-poo.
Poo-poo. Nonsense.
There's a lot of interesting pictures of this cryptid though on that website.
Really?
Yeah, it almost looks like a mer person. One of these drawings here. I saw an interesting video again off topic the other day of a guy who, you ever seen those, like the single fin apparatus you put on your legs, you can jump in and swim kind of like a dolphin?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Well, these,
it's more like a mermaid thing, right?
Yeah, well, that's this guy jumps in the water with a bunch of dolphins, right, and they absolutely lose their shit. They're like, what is this human doing? They all get up close to him like, what are you doing?
Really, because he has that thing on his
legs? It was nuts, but I wanted to postulate too, and this brings me to another cryptid, that they were mostly confused because they were like, what the hell? I thought we wiped out the last of the mer people, you know, eons ago.
Wait a minute. How did he survive?
For real. How did this guy get here? Mer people, though. Mermaids, mermen.
That's cryptic as shit right there.
Cryptid as shit.
Cryptid, yeah, not cryptic. Yeah, but that is. I mean, mermen, mermaids, that's like can't be proven, but everybody thinks.
Right. I mean, you used to hear all the time.
Discovery Channel did a documentary on the possibility of mermaids being alive. Or was it Discovery or History?
Does that count more like a legendary creature? I would say it's more like a cryptid.
I think so.
Because, I mean, we're not likely to find it.
No, probably not.
But I wouldn't say it's like a vampire or a werewolf.
Yeah, I wouldn't say
somewhere
that.
In between. I give more credence to Bigfoot than I do the mer people, but I give the mer people more credence than I do vampires.
Okay. Who would win in a fight, Bigfoot or vampire?
Well, I mean, a vampire. You'd have to think, right? Vampires are, like, bloody fast and strong.
Yeah, but what do we really know about Bigfoot?
You got me there. Bigfoots are blurry.
He's got big feet.
They're tall, blurry, big feet.
Tall, hairy, and blurry.
That's right.
They could move fast as shit. They've never been pictured.
They have no set defined edge.
Yeah, right. Or yeah. No set defined region on where they're located.
Let's
either.
See what we got here. We got a huge list of these things. I'm just pulling ones out and starting to just Google stuff. I'm such a shithead for not having this all done.
The Kraken.
Well, that's more of a legendary, like mythical from like what, Greek mythology?
Yeah, it's the Kraken was the big octopus that would fight whales, right, and take down ships.
Yeah, that's like the sea creature version of the Kraken. But right. There's the Kraken from like the mythological. He was a titan.
Oh, I'm not familiar. Yeah.
Didn't you ever see the Clash of the Titans movie where they were like, release the
guy
Kraken?
With the curly hair.
Yeah, Perseus,
here.
Man. He was a pimp. Oh, you just chopped off Medusa's head, didn't you?
I sure did, man. That's what he
Medusa,
did.
Medusa, there's a legendary one. Man, I think we're going to just chop this into one big long episode here.
Let's do it. I'm with it.
So, that gives us a lot more freedom here.
Sasquatch likes one episode.
Sasquatch likes one episode.
Sasquatch has thing to do. Has meeting with cousin Yeti.
So since we're rolling all into one, that means like any type of pop culture is fair game now. I love it when we change the rules halfway through.
Oh, I know, it's great.
So
leprechauns.
Leprechaun, top of the morning to you.
Those are a cryptid for sure, dude.
What about?
We're never finding a leprechaun, but leprechauns, would that be fucking nuts if there were really leprechauns?
It depends on which kind of version of leprechaun we could talk to.
Small little guy that's got a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Well, hold on now. Let me give you two examples of leprechauns, and then you tell me which one you like more.
Oh, okay.
I want my Lucky Charms back, you little bastard children. You know, he's pretty innocuous. You're not going to be afraid of that guy. You might even be like, ha, I stole your cereal. give me my fucking gold back. I'm the leprechaun.
I'm the leprechaun.
I'm the leprechaun. Warwick Davis, remember the leprechaun?
Yeah, dude, that leprechaun was scary.
Dude.
They made like five of those movies. The last couple sucked.
Leprechaun in Space. Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah, Leprechaun in the Hood. Leprechaun Christmas.
You know who had her start in that movie? Jennifer Aniston. Was in the original Leprechaun.
Wait a minute, she was. And wasn't there some kid that liked her in that movie too? I can't really. Man, it's been a long time since I've seen that one.
I'm not going to go as far as say you should rewatch Leprechaun. Was it a bigger kid?
That kid, yeah, I can't remember. I think he liked that girl. I think he was like half.
I think you're maybe confusing the Horace from
Friday 13th, Part 5.
Monster Squad.
Oh.
Remember, Wolfman's got nards, that one.
Monster, hey, there you go, man. That's a bunch of cryptid. Well, Wolfman's really
back to
cryptid.
Irish leprechauns. What about banshees?
That's an Irish
ghost
thing.
Or cryptid. It's not a cryptid.
We covered that in our ghost episode.
It's more like a legendary creature. You know?
Yeah, we covered banshees in it.
Banshees
were a type of ghost. It's a class 2 free flowing
vapor
apparition.
Apparition.
Yeah.
Raymond stands here, folks.
Oh man. So what about the huge shark that they think went extinct, the megalodon?
Oh, megalodon.
Yeah, that they're saying that they might still be around.
I don't know. A shark that big, you're gonna have a lot of evidence, you know what I mean?
Huge.
It's not like he's gulping down everything he eats.
No, he's eating great whites.
Well, if you look at the evidence of like even how great whites eat, you see the fuckers eating on whales, like they're feeding frenzy on a dead whale floating on top of the thing. You see them.
Uh-huh.
You know, they go where the big food is, and the big food isn't down deep.
Right.
So, I mean, whales go down deep, don't get me wrong, but.
Plankton. Whales open their mouth. Well, certain whales.
And they just
go through the water and collect
big
mouthfuls of plankton, and they filter.
Filter eaters or
exactly.
whatever, right? I don't know.
So, yeah, that would be a crazy one, though, the megalodon, megaconda.
But speaking of something similar to megalodon, which is a unreported extinct creature, you know what I mean? Because it was real.
Right. It was real, yes.
Coelacanth. Have you ever heard of the coelacanth?
Never,
oh,
not once.
Man, see, this is a real life version. Coelacanth. I gotta Google this stuff. I don't remember how to spell it.
Never, so, not once.
It's spelled Coelacanth. I remember seeing I think it was a Discovery, and don't hold that against it, a Discovery documentary on the coelacanth. It's an ancient fish. It's like, you know, a couple hundred million years old or something. I don't know exactly. Thought to be extinct, but somewhere, let's see if I can find a date. I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out. Oh, 1938, apparently, they found a specimen off the coast of South Africa. They thought millions of years extinct, still alive.
I just read an article. There's a few actual animals that they thought were extinct that have came up recently.
Sure, and that's exactly cryptozoology, if you ask me.
Yeah, that they thought were extinct, but they're
still
alive.
Well, no, it's not like that, because Bigfoot they never thought was alive and then was extinct.
Yeah.
Kind of a branch of crypto. So let's go back to the very beginning of the episode of something I should have said. There's a guy named John E. Wall. He was a cryptozoologist, and he was the one who coined the term cryptid. And then there was another guy, George M. Eberhardt, who classified the 10 types of mystery animals that are under the zoological umbrella, right? Or the cryptozoological umbrella.
Yes, sir.
So he says, here's the rules for being a cryptid. You got to have distribution anomalies, like, or something that has a distribution anomalies, like animals outside of their normal range, e.g. big cats or giant rodents or big birds, something just way bigger than it normally should be. I made that seem like it was like where they live, but no, it's like rodents of unusual sizes from
outside their normal range of
growth. What was that movie?
Growth.
What was that movie? Princess Bride. Rodents, R-O-U-S's.
Oh, gosh, those rats were huge in the
swamp.
Right,
that's an example of something that could be a cryptid. Let's see.
Undescribed, unusual, or outsized variations.
Yeah, that's almost the same thing.
Species.
Giant anacondas or spotted lions. So just weird variations of things that we know.
Yeah,
exist.
A lion that looks like a cheetah.
Right, or something like that, yeah.
Right. An ivory-billed woodpecker.
Yeah, that's a survival of a recently extinct. So I guess it is a recently extinct species. That's exactly what we're talking about with the coelacanth. So apparently George M. Eberhardt, who classified the 10 types of mystery animals, says that counts.
The Tasmanian tiger, I've heard about that.
Dude, the thylacine?
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie The Howling?
Oh, yeah.
I think specifically The Howling 4 went, you know, deep into detail that there was a group of werewolves that were, or I guess were-thylacines, that were just, you know, come down from the old Tasmanian tigers. It was pretty weird. But, yeah, they were, the last one died in a zoo in 1936.
The last thylacine or whatever?
Thylacine.
Yeah. It's a Tasmanian tiger.
Yep. Which is pretty crazy. There was something else called Stellar Sea Cow, which I guess is a big manatee. Oh, I think I heard about that. I'm pretty sure this is the one that was in northern Northern Europe. God, I really hope I'm not wrong and sound like an asshole, but so what if I am? Screw you. It was just a sea cow they just hunted to extinction. Basically, just overhunted it.
Assholes.
Well, you know, freaky deaky Dutch, man.
Yeah, if you're hungry, you're hungry.
Let's see. Survivals of a species known in the fossil record. That's similar, in my opinion, to the coelacanth thing. Lingerling, survivals of a species from fossil record. Again, this is weird. This guy keeps...
he's hitting
everything. It's the same thing over and over. But, like, the woolly mammoth, I guess, is more what he's talking about there. So, something that we thought, you know, recently, real recently extinct. So, I guess,
any types of saber-toothed tiger or... They were presumed extinct in 12,000 B.C., but we've actually... later discovered that woolly mammoths had survived longer past 12,000
Right.
BC.
Well, you know, in like small, like on this island, they lived, you know, up to 5,000 years ago.
Right,
or
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who say, what if the dinosaurs lived on an island for, you know.
In Jurassic Park?
Well, not that. I'm talking about survive the whole 65 million years. It's their own Jurassic Island, more or less.
Right. There's, you know,
we would have found that island, I'm so sure by now.
How do you know, though, man? What if it's in the hollow earth?
Well, you know, you laugh. You laugh, but I've been looking into that hollow earth.
That hollow earth's nuts, isn't it?
It's pretty crazy. We did a show on it. I kind of want to re-go
We got to redo flat and hollow, man.
I was talking to a guy, too, on email. He suggested we look into, did you hear about, what's his name, Putin?
Oh, yeah, the assassination attempt.
Apparently.
Have you watched that video?
I haven't yet. What happens?
So it's just like a CCTV video of, like, a highway in Russia. And apparently Putin had... got wind of this assassination attempt and decided not to go in that car, but this was his favorite driver that got killed.
What? He sent his driver instead?
Yeah, oh, well,
he's just like, I'm going to go instead and fight this guy.
No, he just didn't get in the car right before they left, and his favorite driver just drove the car without him. And so you can actually see from one side of the highway, this guy, you know, Putin's coming this way. This guy just, boom, just right out through the median, smashed.
Smoked him?
Just smashed their car, the official presidential car, smashed it.
Wow.
Killed the driver.
Was there a dummy or anybody in the back, or was it just the driver?
I think it was just driver. You know, I don't know, to be honest with you. I think it was just the driver.
Yeah, but
and that was his favorite one. Putin's pissed. That was his favorite guy. You know,
he suggested we do something about the NWO and Illuminati again. I told him, yeah, definitely Illuminati again. Illuminati, I think, was our first show, right?
Yeah, that was our worst show, probably. Horrible. We should do a redo on the Illuminati. We should actually revisit a few episodes
We're gonna have to. So let's move over, I guess, into the more goofy side of cryptozoology, the more legendary, more legendary, not just the leprechaun.
The unicorn.
I give unicorn more credence than a leprechaun almost.
What about a Pegasus?
No, I don't think there's any. That's like Greek mythology there.
A Pegasus, for those who don't know, and I'm sure y'all do, it's just a horse with wings.
Y'all do?
Y'all know about the Pegasus? It's got wings.
It's got wings. It's cool. It's got hooves and wings.
It's got wings.
It's like a bird horse. Yeah. Did you ever see, like, the old Columbia TriStar where the fucking Pegasus would come?
Oh, yeah.
The movie?
The intro of the movies, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. So dragons is another one.
Yeah, but think about how big of an asshole a unicorn would be. Like, do you hunt with that?
Does a narwhal hunt with it?
I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know. I know a narwhal's got the spike, but
I would think if, like, no other creatures hunt with their horns. Do rhinos? Do deer? I mean...
No, but they use them for defense and offense for sure. Rhinos and deer.
And deer, that's true. They
and
do that
bulls.
Whole clankety clank.
Yeah, and you know what? Pretty much anything with horns uses it as for defense and offense.
Why the hell else would you have a horn? I mean, there's got to be a reason that animal is stuck around and it's, you know, the horns are still there.
What movie was it where they cut the unicorn's horn off?
Legend.
Yeah.
God, beautiful movie.
Oh, man.
Well, who was it? Tom Cruise.
Nostalgia right there,
Mia
baby.
Sarah. And you know who played the devil?
Tim Curry.
Yeah, I didn't think you knew that.
Tim Curry.
What was another role you probably found out recently that he did and didn't realize when we were younger?
He was in Clue. He was in...
of course he was in Clue. He's been in a lot of movies like that. But I'm talking another makeup role. It was big. You've seen this movie 40 times.
Hit me with it.
It.
It he, oh, he was...
He fucking, was Pennywise, man.
Damn it, you're right. You know they're making a remake of that.
Yeah, have you seen the concept?
Uh-uh.
Looks pretty creepy.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually...
Dude, that was scary as shit when we were kids.
Man. It, beep, beep, Richie.
Yeah. Oh,
shit, man. I just...
We all float.
Yeah, man. Ooh. Dude, it's I know we're shabby. Going off topic again, but this is a weird Thursday night episode.
Right.
Do you know in the book
Everett's
of,
been drinking and shit? I don't know what's going on.
I was drinking earlier today whenever I was doing another podcast. It was probably 1 o'clock.
Really?
We usually drink whiskey on that one.
You can't drink during the middle of the day.
Well, you know, that's how we roll here at LMG.
Right.
Anyway, where was I? What was I talking about?
Talking about the leprechaun.
No, we weren't talking about the leprechaun.
The vampires. Werewolves.
No, we were talking about It. Oh, in the original It, we're way off again. That's what we got off.
That's
we got
what
off
we do, side. Man.
True.
That's what we do.
We all call this girl a show side discussion or side talk. It's just real talk.
Yeah, random tangents.
Okay, I better go back this before I quit. Or before I... Oh, God damn it.
You already forgot, didn't you?
No, the movie It, when they were kids and they originally beat It down in the sewers, you know,
right,
in the book, every one of the kids had sex with the girl. Not even kidding. Her idea.
Why?
I guess the power of that was enough to... Stephen King is why. The weird son of a bitch.
For real?
I shit you not. Look it up. You can easily find... There's God,
that would have made the movie a little bit more interesting.
Are you kidding me? It's child porn. That's creepy. It's creepy.
Yeah, but not when we're eight.
You know what? I just figured out.
Huh.
We stopped right in the middle of our 10 list of what makes...
Yeah, but
makes it cryptid.
To be honest, though, that list was kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't very good. It was like the same thing over and over.
Yeah, he even classifies mythical animals with a zoological basis, and they're like the griffin.
Oh, the griffin's a cool animal. That's just like a flying eagle.
It's got the head of an eagle, the body of a lion, I think.
Is that what it is?
And the wings
that
of an
makes
eagle.
Sense. That makes sense. I think. A griffin.
What was the Gryffindor and Hufflepuff? No, there was some sort of animal.
Peter Griffin?
Now, did you ever watch? You never watched Harry Potter, did you? Not
no,
one
gosh,
of them. Did
no,
you?
Gosh.
They had a big animal that was similar to that in there. Griffledick or something. I don't know.
Griffledick, huh?
Griffledick, yeah.
Is that what it was
called? I'll stand by the
Griffledick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. My favorite one. I can't believe I didn't get to number 10 on the list here. Known hoaxes or probable misidentifications was his number 10. Like the jackalope.
The jackalope. Yeah, okay.
So the jackalope, for those of you not familiar, it's generally like another southwestern creature, but I saw them, I think, as far north as South Dakota, even in that kind of shop. It's a rabbit with antlers. Yeah, let that sink in for a minute. A rabbit with deer-like antlers. So the other day, I'm sitting around thinking about the jackalope and how funny the jackalope was, and I came up with the idea of the greater jackalope. Basically, you take a kangaroo, and he sticks the fucking antlers on it.
And it's a jackalope
That's the greater jackalope. There's a jackalope and greater jackalope.
Now, you're just making shit up.
Fuck, what do you think the jackalope originally was? It's completely a hoax. Everybody knows a jackalope is like a hoax. But you know what I was just thinking that makes me think of? What's that weird fucking creature that lives down in Australia? It's got the flippers, but it's got a beak, but it's like a mammal.
A platypus?
Platypus. People thought that shit was made up completely. They thought
really? A duck-billed platypus?
When they first brought that to science or whatever, at first look, they're like, you just sewed a bunch of animals together. That is not real, because it's a marsupial. It's got a duck bill. It's got flippers.
It is kind of fucking weird, right?
But it's a mammal.
It can't be a marsupial and a mammal.
Bullshit.
Not...
Marsupials are mammals, because they have mammary glands. The mammary glands are inside the pouch.
Marsupial is the pouch.
Right, yeah. The mammary glands are down in the pouch.
So, oh, really? So there's nipples down, and that's how they feed?
Yeah, why do you think they're in there? They don't come out and... Ooh, you know
makes
what?
Sense.
That makes me think
the
thylacine. I think the thylacine was also a... I want to verify that real quick. I think it was a marsupial.
The thylacine?
Yeah, you know, the Tasmanian tiger?
Uh-huh.
We were just talking about that, man.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Thylacine. We were just talking about it.
I said I know what you're talking about.
I'm just messing with you. Marsupial? Let's see. Google says... It doesn't say anything about that.
That's because Google's bullshit.
Wait, what?
Well, maybe an ape.
Yeah. It was a large carnivorous marsupial, now believed to be extinct.
Cool.
And what makes me think of that, though, is the movie The Howling 4, where those people were apparently, like, were thylacines. They had the whole thing going on with the pouch babies.
They did. Wait a minute. So, like, they were all hairy bellies and stuff?
Dude, there's some real weird imagery in your head right now, isn't
there? Yeah, there is. Gosh, I haven't seen that in so long. Literally 20 years I haven't seen that movie.
We got to get a copy of it.
Hairy belly pouches and stuff?
Maybe it's on YouTube. We're going to have to find a copy of that weird movie.
That was weird.
I think I've seen all the Howlings, at least up through 4. Maybe I stopped at 4, but...
If not, it was probably a good time.
What other good werewolf movies while we're thinking about it?
Werewolf movies are few and far between, man. There's not really very many.
There was Werewolf and It, but it was the rumor Richie, one of his things he was scared of, or was it Stan? I think it was Stan.
It was Stan. But yeah, there's not really very many good.
What was it, Underworld?
Werewolf movies.
You said good, though.
You said good, exactly. Yeah. You know, a lot of people, that has a big following, but a lot of people like that Underworld. I'm not into it too much.
Well, there's the original, The Werewolf or whatever, with Wolfman. That's what it was, Wolfman, with Lon Chaney.
Wolfman, yeah.
American Werewolf in London.
Wahoo!
Werewolves of London.
Here's a good one. Gary Busey.
Gary Busey's definitely
Corey
cryptid.
Haim. He is a cryptid.
Gary Busey's cryptid for sure.
But Silver Bullet. based on a Stephen King movie or book. It was Corey Haim. He was in a wheelchair, and his uncle Gary Busey built built him a badass like motorized wheelchair, like gas powered.
Literally, he called it
the Silver Bullet. And the town preacher turned out to be a werewolf. And one night while he's out, you know, getting down on his
Silver Bullet wheelchair,
right? He's out shooting off some fireworks too that he gave him. And the werewolf was out, you know, hunting. And Corey Haim's like, "Oh shit, there's something over there." So he shoots one of these fireworks that hits it right in the eye. Gets away. Anyway, the next day at church or whatever, the preacher, eye patch.
Oh, okay. Probably decent movie then.
It was pretty good, man. It was based on Stephen King, or it was a Stephen King book. I guess Van Helsing, did you ever see that? It was horrible.
Yeah, no, that wasn't bad. Hugh Jackman?
It's horrible, dude.
Oh, I thought it was okay.
We're going to fight over that one.
I thought that one wasn't too bad. I like Hugh Jackman, period. He's good in a lot of movies.
Yeah, Underworld movies, which I didn't really like those. Yeah, I'm having trouble coming up with any more decent.
Like I said, Wolfman movies are few and far
between. For decent ones. Oh!
What? What?
The biggest werewolf movie you will ever like in your life.
What? What? Oh, Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, for real. I forgot all about that. That's a great movie.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah.
not this time, Dad.
Open those doors.
Scott Howard, this is your father speaking.
He was so pissed, dude. He opens the door, his dad's.
His dad's all gray wolfed out.
His dad's a werewolf, too.
He's like, "So what? I'm fucking a gray werewolf. You're a little brown werewolf. Get used to it. Quit being an emo."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's so emo in that movie.
Yeah, he was. He apparently, though, werewolves, innately good at basketball, is what that movie taught me.
Mm-hmm. And they can dance. And they get the girl.
True. Well, he got the girl, and he was like, "I don't
whichever
even like
whichever one
you.
He wanted.
That's right. What else about that movie was weird? He was able to turn into a werewolf whenever he wanted.
Yeah, he could. What do they call that?
Transmute, I guess.
Whatever. He could change.
Transform, I guess.
No, what they call it in the sparkly vampire movie? When they changed into the werewolves, they call it.
You know, I did watch each of those except the last one. I did watch them once just so I could know what I'm making fun of.
Yeah,
couldn't make it to the last one. They were horrible.
I watched them all. The old lady liked them. I'm trying to. They called that whenever he morphed into the werewolf. He jumped,
I can see
morphed,
that.
Whatever.
Yeah. So
wouldn't that be cool though? A werewolf, you know, like an actual human werewolf. That'd be neat.
I would think so. So
be dangerous, but neat.
You can't think about werewolves without thinking about vampires.
Right.
So
is that cryptid, though? Because we're never saying that those really exist.
We moved over kind of the legendary creature side here. So the vampire myth starts, what, in Romania or something? Transylvania with Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler, yeah.
If you read Bram Stoker's Dracula, it goes over the whole Vlad the Impaler thing, I believe. I don't know. I've only seen the movie with Keanu and Gary
Oldman. I think he's like ninth cousins to Dick Cheney.
Could be.
Vlad the Impaler. I swear, that's no joke. He's related to the presidents.
Well, that's fucking crazy.
I'll bring the infographic next week and show you.
Yeah, apparently he was a pretty badass warlord or something. Put people's heads on stakes and eventually blah-diddy-blah becomes
he
a
was
vampire.
Mean.
Long story short, though, there's been vampires in modern culture. Like, in the past 10 years, it's been huge. From stuff like, what was that movie you were just talking about?
Twilight. Yeah.
True Blood. Did you watch that on HBO?
No, that wasn't my thing.
It was pretty good.
Really?
I
and that's
it.
All vampire, too.
No, there's werewolves and shit in that actually too, and fairies and other types of weird creatures too.
It so was cryptid.
I would say it's more legendary. Like I said before, I don't buy the whole fairies or cryptids, but I guess if you listen to old what's his brain, I don't know,
old boy,
shitshow.com,
Eberhardt,
yeah, I guess they are cryptids.
George M. Eberhardt.
So vampire movies, best shits ever. I mean, we'll start out easy.
Interview with the Vampire.
That's a good one. How many times have you seen that? I've probably seen it 50 times.
Five.
Oh, man, I love
probably
that
probably a handful of times.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. That's hands down, don't even need to name anymore.
No way. What about
don't even need to name anymore. Lost Boys the best.
That was great. I just watched that recently, too. You know, I had Bill S. Preston Esquire in it? He was Marco.
Yeah.
What about From Dusk Till Dawn?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, go back.
Wait a minute. From Dusk Till Dawn was a great movie.
So I'm gonna step it up again because I know this one's going to hit you right where it counts. Blade.
Blade's good. Blade's good. Blade's good, but Blade's not From Dusk Till Dawn or what'd you say right before that?
Lost Boys.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not that level. Blade's good, but it's not that level.
Did you ever see the old school Nosferatu? It was like 1930s. It was like the classic like pointy ears, like
Lon Chaney looking vampire.
No, I think it was Max von Sydow or something that who played him. But anyway, yeah, he was the creepy like almost goblin-esque looking vampire. That's what they used to think they were kind of like. They look just like humans these days, even sparkly.
Yeah, sparkly. Imagine that. Glitter.
What about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the show?
No, the movie was better than the show. But
had Luke
the movie,
Perry.
Yeah, had Luke Perry.
So
Beverly Hills.
Did you ever see John Carpenter's Vampires with James Woods? I think it was James Woods.
Yeah, James Woods was in that. But, man, maybe one or two times 15, 20 years ago.
I think it had that Jason Scott Lee in it. Not Jason Lee, but Jason Scott Lee. He was in the Jungle Book, one of the adaptations of that. I don't know. It was pretty good. It was like one of those movies you watch on Cinemax. Here's a good one we watched with a bunch of we were kids. Jim Carrey movie. You know what I'm thinking yet? Vampire movie, Jim Carrey.
Once Bitten. That was a pretty good one.
He was like, he played a teenager, so you could tell how long.
Yeah, and then
that
like,
was.
So like the MILF wanted him, the MILF vampire wanted him.
I wouldn't call her MILF, more like Cougar.
Cougar. There
Cougar's
you go.
A better term.
Right, yeah, she's about 50.
Yeah, at least.
50,000.
50,000. Okay, what other vamp movies were there? Salem's Lot, I remember that when we were kids. You probably don't remember that too well.
I don't know that one.
Vampire in Brooklyn, that was a horrible Eddie Murphy movie.
I've had that on DVD and never watched it.
Yeah, well, you didn't miss nothing. Ooh, Queen of the Damned. So that's a pseudo-sequel to Interview with the Vampire. It was written by Anne Rice. It was based on the novel.
I've never seen Queen of the Damned.
Now, the movie itself apparently wasn't too close to the books. And I'm going to be honest, I only actually read The Vampire Lestat, which was a... It takes place before and kind of during Interview with the Vampire, because the Interview with the Vampire was about Louis the Vampire, who was a friend of Lestat's for many years, but eventually they had a falling out. But it was all about Lestat's life from France way back in the 1700s all the way up to modern times, where he becomes a rock star. He outs vampires. It pisses vampires off.
Really?
The Queen of the Damned comes back, Akasha. She's like the original vampire, and then that storyline, they were Egyptian king and queen who were cursed by a witch, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
And she falls basically like... Not in love with Lestat because, you know, she's the Queen of the Damned. She doesn't love anyone. She's like a god almost. But eventually they kill the bitch. Long story short, it was pretty good. You'd have to check it out. It had some good music. It was all done by Jonathan Davis. You know who that is?
Korn,
that's right. It was so, you know, it was his whole kind of, not really electronic, but industrial.
Yeah, sounded like grinders and vacuums.
For real, like I could be on a construction site. All right, what are passing up werewolves here, or not werewolves, vampires? What else you got for that type of stuff?
Man, I don't have a whole lot.
Zombies, I guess, count.
Zombies.
Well, that's not a cryptid.
No,
that's fucking a monster.
That's pop culture. Let's be completely honest about things. Zombies have never been a thing, and I don't know that they will be a thing. As much as people want them to be.
I would say it is more likely to have something like a rage virus, which, you know, you can kind of count like zombies. But they're not going to live like zombies, like reanimated corpses, like
no,
the Walking
no,
Dead.
Yeah. In our traditional sense of a zombie, no, no,
no,
no. I'm not going.
Foo Fighters, I believe, are legendary creatures. No, they're real. They're real.
Dave Grohl.
They've been proven real.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Real bad.
You don't like the Foo Fighters? Wow. Yeah, goblins. Oh, shadow people. But that was more like the ghosts.
Yeah, that's ghosts. Yeah, the shadow people.
I don't know. I'm kind of running out of examples of stuff here.
Yeah, I mean, this cryptozoology is a little weird, man.
Well, it's not really it's weird and it's huge, but most of your examples are real regional. It's like, you know, the three towns over, they got the telling of their version of the pig creature. You know what I mean? Man bear pig.
Right.
Did you watch South Park?
Yeah, man bear. I don't watch South Park, but I've seen that
one. Okay, do you know about the tree 50? Don't you get that Loch Ness Monster, no goddamn free tree 50.
Tree 50. Yeah.
That was great. It was Chef's parents before they killed Chef off.
I didn't know that that's where that originally came from, but that's all over Reddit.
Yeah.
All over Reddit.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, that's all over Reddit.
I don't know. You got anything else you want to say about...
I want to say I'm sorry for not doing as much research as I should have this week. I've been sick.
It happens, man. I think people will understand. I think they're going to appreciate.
Hope. We love you.
I hope they appreciate the fact that even though you're sick, you were off most of today. You had to leave work sick.
I left work at 9 this morning.
You still came in and, you know, we delivered a show for everybody.
I'm hot. I'm sweating right now. You guys can't tell, but I'm sick.
It could be just the studio, though. It's kind of hot in here.
It's not the studio.
You know what I've neglected the entire time we've been on? Oh, shit. We've had a lot of people watching on.
How many's a lot?
Well, 4. Our YouTube
that's a
is,
lot for us.
On a Thursday night, you
on
know,
Thursday
whenever
night.
We didn't give much, you know.
No notice. We gave like 6 minutes notice.
So it's mostly JB.
What's up, Jay?
What's up, JB? The Aluba Clinton. Wow, he's talking some crazy stuff here. Silver Bullet was the best werewolf movie ever, he says. I agree. What about angels? Is that considered cryptozoology? No.
No, I'm not going to say no to. I don't agree with angels being
it's true. Closer to ghosts, but you have to almost put it as a mythical creature. Well, then you almost could put it as, because vampires...
Religious bullshit.
See, you don't know.
No, I don't.
You know, I used to be, when I was younger, so quick to be like, anybody who believes in God is a fucking moron. And
I don't say that at all.
I can't think that way at all anymore. I don't.
No. If you have to believe in something to help you get through the day, who am I to tell you that's wrong?
I don't even think that, because it's not beyond what anybody else believes. I myself cannot discount. Just like I can't discount that the fact that there might be a Bigfoot, just because we haven't seen it.
Right. Fair enough. That's crazy, because as much as I'm into conspiracies, I really can't get behind the God conspiracy. Yeah. And I'm into conspiracies, man. I like them. You all know this. This is my thing. I just, I don't know, man. That one's not for me.
It's not really. I don't know. I'm not saying that the Christians are right, or maybe they are. There's no way to prove it. We're not going to know.
Who knows who's right? Islam, Judaism, Christianity? We don't know. Hinduism?
Until we die,
no one knows.
If there's an answer at all when you die, that's when you'll know.
And then you'll never be able to tell anyone else.
Which is why I think if there is life after death, and I've said it before on the show, is the greatest conspiracy of all time. Because it's being kept from us, the living, more or less. If people know about it. Or if
well,
some,
right, so you have to die to know that.
Well, says you, you asshole.
Well, if it's life after death, I would think you'd have to die.
Just to get there, sure. Not to enjoy it, sure, but not to know about it.
Okay, but here. How are you going to know about it if no one can be alive after they're dead to tell you about it?
What about people who have partially died? See, that's why we got...
Bring them back.
Well, people have died for like 4 minutes. And like the movie Flatliners. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, that was weird. That was a long time ago.
It was a good
thing. They put them under so that they could like...
They didn't put them under. They fucking killed them. They put chemicals in their body that killed them, stopped their heart. They put them, like, got them real cold. And then after, like, 3 or 4 minutes, they heat them back up, give them CPR, zap them, bring them back to life, you know, save their life, and all so they can experience what was just after you die. But we got a show I've been wanting to do, and I've been wanting to do it for about 2 months. Life after death.
Well, I mean, let's put it on the list, man.
It is on the list. God damn it, it's on the list. Look at the list. So we can go through and we can research with a whole bunch of, it sounds like a horrible amount of work, but research with all
I've actually researched life after death a lot. I've got a lot of crazy good theories on that, man.
I
really do.
I'd be surprised that almost everybody has at one point wondered, and probably even typed in Google or something similar.
What happens?
Asked a preacher or anybody they consider that might know. What happens when you die? That's one of the first questions when you're a kid and you think about, and you learn about death. Well, what happens when you die?
The worms eat you is what you think, you know? I mean...
I don't know what I remember thinking as a kid, but it's a question that I think consumes most people their entire life, and it becomes more important of a question the older you get.
Yeah, it's more and more pertinent as you get older.
It's more on the tip of your mind, huh?
Right. Well, so let's hype next week's show.
Doesn't take a lot of hype. I mean, you've been hyping it for weeks now.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing the recording on Sunday, which is, of course...
Sunday is going to be
15th
the
year,
15th anniversary of 9/11, and I know everybody knows what that is, so... That 9/11 is the conspiracy that got me into conspiracies. It's what made me start thinking that things weren't how I was told,
man,
they were.
Man, I've been going.
We plan on doing a 5-parter on Sunday.
Let's go back here and do a little bit more about me and you and our history together with conspiracy stuff. 2-3 years ago, totally different landscape between me and Eric on the conspiracy talk stuff. He used to send me text messages or Facebook messages with little snippets about, you know, bullshit conspiracy. I'm like, my God. I love my brother, but he's fucking retarded.
No,
I can't believe he believes this stuff.
Some of that's, you just got to research it, though.
That's the thing. I let a lot of it go just as like, oh, it's crackpot. I really don't give a shit either which way.
Right.
And I still don't. I mean, I'm an asshole that way. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on we don't know about, but at this point, what can I do about it? So that I've kind of had a laissez-faire attitude. Like, if I can't do shit about it, what do I care?
Right.
Any which way, especially 9/11, I've been looking into lately, starting with Flight 77, hitting the Pentagon. I don't want to get ahead of it, but that shit's crazy. There wasn't no fucking plane anywhere there. They showed some wreckage that went into the second ring.
Oh, I got so much on 77.
So, anyway, let's not blow our proverbial wad here, but Sunday we're going to be doing the...
Sunday's going to be a good one, ladies and gentlemen.
Most of our people are going to be listening to this tomorrow and Saturday, so Sunday 9/11, if you're listening,
join in on
YouTube. And be ready to download on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to do 5 parts. We're going to do, you know, we're going to do the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, World Trade Center 7, an intro, the money, corruptions, inconsistencies.
Five-part show. Let's not.
5 parts for sure.
Okay, sir. There goes our Sunday.
Maybe 4.
Maybe I wanted to go to church.
No, you didn't.
Well, maybe I did. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
All right, well, I guess let's start a little outros here. One thing we always got to do is tell you that our show is always sponsored by audibletrial.com/surreal.
Yeah, get your 30-day free audio trial and audiobook download.
Audible trial.
Audible trial.
Free auto,
or, audiobook download.
Wow, together we will get through this.
Maybe.
So Amazon's a thing. If you ever shop there, you can show us some love by going to surrealtalkpodcast.com/Amazon.
Click the banner.
Well, no, not. I've actually set up a link now.
You
don't need to click anything.
No more banners?
It's still there. You can go to surrealtalkpodcast.com, click on the Amazon banner, and it'll take you right to Amazon, ready, primed to be, you know, using our affiliate code. But you can also type in surrealtalkpodcast.com/Amazon, and it'll forward you right to Amazon with our stuff already entered.
So, oh, man, that's awesome. That's so much easier.
You know, I also set it up for Audible. So go to surrealtalk.com or surrealtalkpodcast.com/Audible. Boom, right to our...
I like that we have Audible here because the people that listen to us are listening to a podcast.
Right.
And so Audible is audiobooks.
Well, that's one reason Audible likes to support podcasts.
Right, fair enough.
So if you ever go on a road trip, it's great to listen to an audiobook. One time me and April, we drove up to New Hampshire from St. Louis, which is, you know, about a 21, 22, 23-hour drive anyway, depending on how many times you stop, blah, blah, blah. We listened to The Fall of Reach by Eric Nyland.
Great movie. Great book. I listened to audio on that on YouTube, the audio book.
Right. I think that's where we listened to it, too. I wish I would have actually, and I'm going to. That's it. I'm making a pledge to you, Eric Nyland. I'm going to buy your audio book because it entertained us the whole way. Actually,
that's
it was even longer.
Great.
Fall of Reach.
It was like 9 hours, the audio book was.
It was longer than that.
Oh, not the one I listened to.
Well, I even read the book on this one. So it's about, for those of you who know me and Eric at all, who have listened, you know that we play Halo, the video game on Xbox. It's basically like the origin story to the first Halo game. Like, where did the Spartans come from? They were children who were kidnapped at the age of 6 years old, taught from that early age nothing but
military strategy
and exercise and
everything that they needed to be
indoctrination.
Yeah, soldiers.
And by the time they're 14 years old, their bodies have been prepared. And well, why they were kidnapped too? They were genetically superior. There was genetic.
That's why they kidnapped these individual children because they were the most genetically superior people at that point in time
in the human part of the galaxy.
Oh, hey, so Lineup Media is sponsoring or maybe co-affiliating with UMG, right?
On not some, UMG, God.
I mean
no.
UGC. I'm sorry,
UMG. That you're fired.
Is that a?
It's competitors.
Oh gosh,
and
UGC.
It's a sore subject. Anyway, UGC.
Really?
UGC. We're going to be doing, it's the Open Series. We're going to be holding tournaments near St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois. Coming up at near the end of October is a Halo 5 Open Tournament where we got right now is a $25,000 prize pool.
Yeah. So if you play Halo, man, get down here to Collinsville.
Not even just that. There's going to be crowdfunding to support it. If you go to UGCEvents.com, you can see on the front page for the crowdfunding for it. So we've got shirts featuring the Master Chief, which are 343 licensed.
Uh-huh.
So buy some shirts. It goes to increase the prize pool to help out all the people who, you know, really love to play the game, the pros and even the amateurs that show up and, you know, try to show up and support the games.
So that's a bunch – that's different stuff that Lineup's got going on.
Well, that's for Halo. We're also doing Overwatch, which is another, you know, big game that we're going to do that one, I believe, on PC. We're doing a Street Fighter V tournament.
Really?
We're doing one other item.
Hadouken,
indeed.
Yoga, fire.
Oh, Smash Brothers! That's the big one.
Smash Brothers.
That's huge. That's apparently one of the biggest.
It's a big game.
We're giving away $40,000 in the prize pool for that.
For Super Smash Brothers.
For Super Smash Brothers. So check out UGCEvents.com. Wow. You can also check out lineupmedia.fm if you're in a podcast. Which, if you're listening to this, you probably are.
Yeah.
Lineup Media is the group that pretty much sponsors this podcast.
Lineupmedia.fm.
Let's use the studio. I actually work at Lineup Media during the day. They got all kinds of good podcasts from anything from sports, if you're into sports, not a lot of our people probably are. I get that feeling.
Yeah.
We've got ones with women's issues. We've got
youth baseball, Armenia Proud.
Yeah, if your kids are into baseball or if you're a coach maybe listening,
yeah,
Youth Baseball Talk is done by a great guy named Jim Cromer. He's been a longtime father and baseball coach. He's got a lot of good views on how, you know, just exactly how you should, you know, raise a kid and raise a team basically. MMA is another good one. LineupMMA.com.
Yeah.
Is hosted by Sean Wheelock, who is a Bellator announcer.
Yeah.
Joe Warren and, Ben Askren, who were both former
Ben
champions.
Affleck?
No, not Ben Affleck, not Batfleck. Ben Askren, he's the current ONE FC Fighting Championship champion.
Really?
Like middleweight, I believe.
Right.
He's supposedly the best fighter not in the UFC.
I watched Dominic Cruz kill a ninja today.
Kill a ninja, huh?
Yeah. Guy come into his gym talking crap. Dominic Cruz tore him down. It was good.
So what else we got here? We got Toast to Armenia with my good friend Jono. You know where Armenia is. It's right next to Iran. It's a Middle Eastern country.
Yes, sir.
He does a lot of stuff that's just based on the or talks about the Armenian community, celebrities in the Armenian community. I don't listen to a lot of it. I'm not Armenian, so it doesn't interest me. But if you're Armenian, he's got thousands upon thousands of people listen to him every week. He's a real nice guy. I love his work. I'm also on another podcast with him called Ocho Man's Behind the Eight Ball. Now, that's a little bit of a weird. We talk kind of politics and current events and everyday Armand. You know, Armand comes through here.
Uh-huh.
He tells us who died this day in history. God fucking
really?
Knows. Oh, today in 1512, it was Leonardo died. Did you know that? Who died? You didn't know that? Oh, you're stupid. Armand cracks me up. He's a good guy. So OchoMan.com, check that out. Anyway, you go to lineupmedia.fm, droning on here, and check out some of the podcasts.
It's a great network. There's a lot of good shows on it. A lot of different stuff happening in the future for us. But I got to say it again. Tune in next week because I'm super excited for 9/11, man. I want to get this information out to you guys. This is something I've been, this brought me into the conspiracy world. And ever since we started doing this podcast, when Everett asked me if I wanted to help him do this, I was like, yeah, definitely. I said, and he's like, well, what shows you want to do? 9/11. I mean, that's the conspiracy right there. That's
of our time anyway.
Yeah. So,
I guess that's it. Let's shut her down.
All right, man. Well, everybody, it's been
great. Hopefully we'll see you Sunday. Otherwise, catch you
on
the
down. No, we will see you. You better tune in on Sunday, man. I'm serious about this. This is a big one.
Otherwise, we'll catch you in download land.
Yeah. All right, have a good one. Thank you.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.